focused on a vast nature preserve in Florida. A preliminary autopsy found her death to be a homicide. And tonight we were intrigued by this story because there are students at several universities that are demanding action after reports of sexual assaults at fraternities. CBS's Nikki Batiste reports from one campus where tempers are flaring.
The anger and frustration has been mounting ever since an anonymous post alleging sexual assault at a fraternity house on the UMass campus went viral last weekend. Part of a reckoning of sexual violence within the university's party scene in Amherst, Massachusetts. Today, nearly 100 students gathered inside this building to share their stories.
Don't lose your education over this.
It comes on the heels of days of protests outside Theta Chi Fraternity House, where the alleged sexual assault occurred. A gathering that turned violent with shattered windows and a flipped car.
What is happening here on campus?
A lot of sexual assault.
Gallagher is now a junior, says she was sexually assaulted at a different fraternity party when she was a freshman. She still lives with the trauma.
He grabbed me, threw me against the wall by grabbing my hair at the scalp very hard to the point where it hurt. But I do know that he was groping me. He was just grabbing at me like I was a thing and not a person.
Kerr says she never reported the alleged incident because she didn't think she'd be believed. There's been a groundswell of protests against sexual violence. Last week, hundreds of students from Auburn University to Kansas held rallies to support all victims of sexual assault. Brandi Hefner-Lebonk is the Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs at UMass.
Our process actually relies on students to come forward, relies on the Title IX office to look at situations and assure that we can hold them accountable to our student code of conduct.